Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have Grumpy Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that.
I got to contest that one.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, friends, which is a Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean Double E. Again, we got about 170,000 friends out there, friends that are actually working together because they understand the price of freedom is eternal vigilance to preserve for our posterity that which has been given unto us. And here we are 238 years later. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. And or you can call us over the next hour at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We have Jeff Foxworthy, interestingly enough, Jeff Foxworthy and Alan Jackson targeted by moms demanding action concerning their anti-gun agenda. We also have an Irish priest. Friends, you've got to see this video. It is just, it's shocking. I mean, it really surprised me. I thought, well, what am I going to see when this guy starts singing? And so I punch onto it, start watching the video, and I was floored, guys. I mean, I really was. Check that out. Irish priest stuns wedding party with marriage-themed version of his song, folks, called Hallelujah, and it was just second to none. We have anti-gun liars, anti-gunners, and the liars that they are. Moms Demand Action founder promotes debunked claim that 90% of the American people want background checks. Friends, again, you're being lied to 24/7. We also have sore winner, Boehner strips Republican opposition of positions. We also have, no surprise here, Jeb Bush, Florida. We know that you can't stand the man, and rightly so. Like Obama sees marriage views as evolving. They're all for the homosexual agenda. Don't forget about Daddy Bush going to a lesbian wedding. And don't forget about George W. Bush's wife actually advocating the homosexual agenda. So, folks, they're all in it together, and obviously they are. As a matter of fact, if you go back to George W. Bush, he advocated homosexuality more than any president up until that time, but he did it under the guise of proclaiming that he was a Christian. As a matter of fact, I had one of my preacher friends out in Washington, D.C. say, Bradley, he goes, I need to see those papers. And what I did is I showed him the letters that were drawn up by George W. Bush and his administration, thanking the homosexual communities for their participation and growing stronger communities with his signature at the end of it. And he said to me, he goes, when we used to go to those meetings with the president, he goes, I always used to think it was really strange that he would never attack the issue. No, if they're not attacking the issue, it's because they themselves are guilty of it. Enough said. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also have To Everything, There Is a Season, article by Stephanie Joy. I'm not doing too bad up on that one. We got that as featured news. Also, check out the scroll on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, friends. And, again, there's just a plethora of topics going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to let you know that last month we did over 360,000 people. That was our fourth month on Sons of Liberty Media. That was just for the month, friends. So, again, we wanted to tell you thank you very much for responding to what you're hearing on this radio broadcast. And I'm saying all that to say this, friends. You know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And could you possibly explain to us why that might be the case, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that's the case is because we always want the mind of Christ and we always want the heart of God. And we sincerely want to be led by the Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And we are sons and daughters of the Most High first. And we are also sons and daughters of liberty. And speaking of sons of liberty, it was Patrick.
Which Christ gave.
That's right. When speaking of, you know, liberty in Christ and liberty in general, Patrick Henry, one of the sons of liberty, said, "The eternal difference between right and wrong does not fluctuate. It is immutable." So when you're going back and forth and you say, well, majority of people are okay with this and a majority of people are not okay with that, it doesn't matter what the majority says or does. The difference between right and wrong does not fluctuate.
Probably going to be a good majority of people in hell, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, we also have to remind ourselves of everything that we do, no matter or regardless of how we feel, if we're going to succeed or fail, we do what's right because it's right. In fact, one of the worst things you can do in your life is nothing. It was Theodore Roosevelt, love him or hate him, who said, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The worst thing you can do is nothing. You know, you go around and say, well, I just can't handle the news, and I just can't handle everything that's going on in this world. I just want to, you know, get in my cocoon and go crawl away.
Yeah
that's a great way to try to change things.
That is the hopes of the New World Order jokers through the state-controlled media. That's the result that they're looking for. Had the American people known that they're being lied to, and they use that because, again, as you were talking about yesterday with Adolf Hitler, they wanted to have those large groups of people to belittle anybody that stood up against his regime. Well, that's what the state-controlled media is attempting to do, too. So if you're responding in a fearful manner, it shows you that you fear the face of man and not the face of God.
That's right. And, of course, we can't say, well, we're not promised your victory. Of course we're promised victory through the Word of God. Christ is victorious. Christ rose from the grave and is alive forevermore. Amen. But we have to understand that we can't say, well, the probability of our success is so small. In fact, again, love them or hate them, it was Abraham Lincoln who said, the probability that we may fail in the struggle ought not to deter us from the support of a cause we believe to be just. We do the right thing not because it's popular, not because everybody else is doing it, not because we even ourselves want to do it all the time, because it's always a battle and a struggle and an uphill one at that. We do the right thing because it's right.
That's right.
Well, we do the right thing.
If you look at the book of Jeremiah, who actually was a mouthpiece for God, and he was moved by the heart of God, of course it was the Christ through him. But interestingly enough, he said, where are the faithful among men? He couldn't find them. And the only one that was really faithful among men in that particular situation just happened to be Jeremiah himself.
That's right. And you know, when you do that which is right, you're not going to have a lot of people around you. You're going to be very lonely because God does not use a majority of people. He uses small men and women, small numbers, who are willing and obedient and will speak forth the words that Christ tells them to speak. In fact, it was a man by the name of Julius Renard who said, if you're afraid of being lonely, don't try to be right. But you know what? When we stand for that which is right, regardless of whether or not we have people around us, the Lord promised to never leave us nor forsake us.
Friends, can you imagine our forefathers, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, so on and so forth, sitting across the table from the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, or John Kerry? I'm going to share what I have for you right after this break, so just hold on for just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, what ignorance, tolerance, and corruption is breeding in this country is second to none. Instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies, the necessity of the times more than ever call for the utmost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance. None other than Sons of Liberty Samuel Adams. The last of the Puritans, by the way, he was named. Now, I asked you right before the break, can you imagine our forefathers, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, sitting across the table from the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry? Folks, they would be speaking two different languages, would they not? They wouldn't even understand each other. I'm sure our forefathers would discern these devils for who they are. No question about it. But for them to actually sit there together in unison, as Scripture tells us, Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? There would be no agreement. The forefathers advocating freedom by establishing the rights that God gave us. And on the other side of the table, we have the devil and his little lawless minions distorting every word that our forefathers intended. And that in an attempt to bring people into bondage by enslaving them through slow and incremental encroachments. So our forefathers would call for a reformation for a and a call for a return to the religion and morality, which George Washington actually told us back in the 60s. We used to know this because this was a part of George Washington's farewell address, which are the essential pillars of American society, which is religion and morality. Of course, we need to know the two. So they would simply say that this is not the government that they established, nor the representatives that will keep a people free and prosperous. They would ask, why did the people of America suffer these abuses? That's exactly what they would ask. Our forefathers sitting across the table from today's administration, they would shout out to the people. They would look at that that outlet called television. They'd look at that outlet called radio, and they'd say, can we speak into these to let the American people know who we are and what it is that we gave them? Because what you have today is completely foreign to what we intended and to what we established in every sense of the word. But the first thing they would say to America is, why do you suffer these abuses? So America, although the founding documents are still with us, the authors are not. So I will simply put myself into their place and ask the question, why is it that you suffer these abuses, and what is it that ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breed? Now, I want to start here first, because we have the modern-day politician who is the fruit of an immoral, irresponsible, cowardice pulpit in America, because we have over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent when they should be speaking up. I want to show you, first of all, who's responsible, so let's go.
He's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% of folks say he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation. And, you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that.
Is that incredible? We're not supposed to push him away. We're supposed to do the opposite. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this guy.
Blood boiling. My response is, it's just blood boiling, because here is a guy who's, you know, he's got the, I think it's the largest church in America, the largest mega church in America, with no cross, you know, in the church, of course, but then they have video games and you have, you know, free Wi-Fi and things like that. But here's a man who doesn't even know scripture, because scripture says, like we've said 1,000 times, you know a man by his fruits. So he says, I believe he's Christian. I mean, he's lied.
Are you mocking him?
But he says he is. It's like, I feel like saying hello. I mean, I could go on there in my frustration, but the point is that's not what the Bible says. You judge a man by what he says. Lots of people say lots of things. Lots of people call themselves a Christian. That doesn't mean that they are a Christian.
That's right.
You judge a man by their fruits. I don't think the fruit of killing unborn babies and homosexual marriage, which is an abomination, look in the Word of God, look in the Scriptures, is something that calls for the fruits of some man being a Christian,
okay,
or a woman being Christian.
That's exactly right. So what we're talking about here, friends, is what ignorance, tolerance, and corruption is breeding. And then what I'm doing right now, firstly, the modern day politician is the fruit of an immoral, irresponsible, and cowardice pulpit in America. Well, just last week, just to prove my point once again, out of the mouth of two or three of these asses, literally, I want to give you the second one. This is Billy Graham's grandson saying that the pulpit is not a place to actually preach out against on social issues. So I'll let him say it. Here we go.
Went up there and visited him. Obviously, he's met with, you know, many of the political leaders.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Every president since Harry Truman.
That's
amazing. Everyone.
I just wanted to ask you, though, you've been sort of critical of religion in the public sphere. You said it's the association between the church and politics has done big time damage to Christianity. I mean, what role should religion play in the public sphere?
Well, it's not so much religion in the public sphere as much as religion in the pulpit, behind the pulpit. That's my primary concern. That as a preacher, my job when I stand up on Sunday mornings to preach is not first and foremost to address social ills or social problems or try to find social solutions.
What is your job?
Diagnose people's problems and then announce God's solution to their problems. So
he just contradicted himself
over the course of the last, you know, 20 or 30 years. Evangelicalism, specifically their association with the religious right and conservative politics, has done more damage to the brand of Christianity than just about anything else.
Well, I'm kind of curious, you know, because the Bible tells us that we're not to make ourselves of a reputation. That's God's business, not ours. And Jesus didn't do that neither. What kind of branding do you suppose Jesus brought forth when he was crucified on the cross for the sins of the world? How do you respond to that?
You can't. I mean, you're kind of dumbfounded. It's like, what do you mean it's not a preacher's job to speak out against social ills? That is a preacher's job, is to point the finger at what is wrong. And when he's saying bring forth God's solution, the Ten Commandments, the Word of God, of course, Christ always took the cloak of covering off of men's sins. He always pointed the finger and talked about what needed to be talked about, regardless of what it was. Look at great leaders, great reformers, great men of God. Look at Martin Luther King Jr. What did he preach? preach. He was a preacher who had an anointing from God, and he would constantly speak out against social ills or problems that he would see. And what did we see? A complete movement happened because he was a faithful man of God who opened his mouth wide, the yep. Lord filled it, and he brought forth the truth with an anointing that broke the yoke of bondage.
Well, rest assured, it's our job to slay sin, and you can rest assured, friends, that if you want to know why a man doesn't preach out against sin, follow him home and you'll find out. But I want to stay on course here again, because we spent a little time on this clown last week that's entertaining the goats. If it's not the heretic himself, Joel Osteen, who wholeheartedly affirmed that Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian, then we have none other than Billy Graham's grandson saying just last week, while promoting his book and hanging out with his friends on MSNBC, read Amos 3:3 when you get a moment, that the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues. Folks, that is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And you're not doing the wrong thing by troubling the present, friends. You're doing the right thing. Just ask Elijah when he was confronted by Ahab. But folks, you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when we look to them that are so emboldened by these two groups of people that they now feel that they're now at liberty to assail heaven itself. Read Psalm 50:22. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what it says just as it comes to my aid. Consider this, you that forget God, lest he tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. God is not a God that is to be played with, and we need to understand that he is a holy God. He is a judge first and foremost. Psalm 97, Psalm 916, Isaiah 26, Jeremiah 9:24. When you get some time, go ahead and read them. Also read John 9. Jesus talks about it as well. And keep in mind the book of Revelations. You'll notice that the Lamb that was slain from the foundations of the world, he will stand there as your judge on that final day, unless you have been washed in his blood. But going on here, and speaking of the fruit of the godless in the field of the media, friends, we kind of hinted at this just a little bit, but I want to pull it out just for a moment. What we did is we heard from an antichrist herself. She's a columnist for a magazine that I'm not going to name because there's no credibility whatsoever. But they did have a little credibility when they actually called me the youth icon of the country, even over...
Yeah, you know, Tim Tebow?
Yeah, man, well, that was cool. I mean,
yeah, that was pretty cool.
I thought they were right when they said that.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, that worked. That was nice. They were using their brains then.
Yes, they were. They
lost
totally
them the other time.
You know, so once in a while, they'll blurt out the truth in their stupidity and
that's
their confusions.
Right.
But in saying that, friends, we have a columnist named Valerie Tirico. And, folks, I got to be honest. Just looking at her, I can smell her breath. I'm not being mean. I'm not being grotesque. I'm just being transparent right now, if I might be able to do that without any scorn. You think that was okay? Did I get away with that one?
That came out pretty decent.
Okay. This is what she said. She stated why rape is so intrinsic to religion. Tirico gratuitously and despicably asserts that God raped Mary. So the question that we're proposing to the American people is, what is actually breeding ignorance, tolerance, and corruption? Well, we just heard from two of them as to who's responsible, but they're derelict of duty. And because of that, guess what's happening? People are becoming emboldened to attack Christ all the more, aren't they? Be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tape cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I was just thinking, I do that once in a while, pondering, Salah, think, mutter, ponder. I was just thinking to myself, then is there any wonder why when you have these supposed hirelings, again, these clowns entertaining the goats, as to why we would have a Barack Hussein Obama doing the same thing from the presidential bully pulpit, mocking scripture, taking out God from the Declaration of Independence. Well, who's telling them this?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is why the MSNBCs, which is a communist network, friends, their slogan is none other than forward. That's a communist slogan, and we can see the garbage and the anti-Americanism rhetoric that they spew out on the American people on a daily basis. Why he would be on there and they would be all hunky-dory to bring him right up with them, you know?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Actually, I was going to say earlier, too, is, well, you know, he's talking about how, you know, the pulpit shouldn't be a place where you speak out against these social issues. Well, it's because of the fact that the pulpit and the pastors in the pulpit have not spoken
That's
out
right.
against these social issues that we have them today.
Well, apparently it's the government's job to do opposite of what God actually established and bestowed upon the people. I guess
right.
that's their job now, to actually advocate their propaganda through homosexual marriage, abortion, the educational scheme, so on and so forth. It's because of guys like this. And it's interesting because when I posted this, I got nothing but kickback concerning these guys. Matter of fact, every time we actually post and expose these guys for who they are, I don't want to justify people that are not walking the walk. Don't get me wrong. Because two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. They make an airplane. Okay? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is, the bottom line is people can discern the difference between right and wrong, even when these hirelings who should know better cannot. They're to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And they're not doing that. And then so if you stand back and wonder why the government is doing that, it's because the church is allowing the government to do that, because it's the church leading the way by helping snuff out the darkness along with the government to basically destroy their country at length. Folks, you can never prosper warring against the God of heaven in any sense of the word. Rest assured. When you get a moment, read Deuteronomy 6.
And the church leaders, for the most part, have become a joke to the people that are in government. And
that's why the younger generation can't stand them.
Yeah, right.
And it's their fault.
Right.
It's not somebody else's fault. It's not, Lord, you know, what are you doing to us? Why are you allowing this? And the Lord's looking down and saying, wait a second, didn't I give you something called precepts? That means I've entrusted you with my word by establishing my covenant, but you have to walk it out and fight the good fight of faith the way that I commanded you to do it, not the way that you want to do it. And don't blame me. And who are you, by the way, for those that are guilty of doing such stupid things? Who are you to point the finger at God and give him counsel? You are not. What he said is exactly what we're supposed to take him for, and that's exactly where we'll find him. And I want to tell you this, too. Absolute love, friends, perfect love towards Christ, perfect love in holiness, my friends, not a skewed love, not a, I'll be a little disobedient here, but I'll love you here. A little treachery, a little unfaithfulness, a little treason towards God is okay, because after all, his grace covers me. Absolutely not. What shows a love for somebody is absolute perfect obedience to that person that you proclaim that you love, not outside of that. So anyways, going on here and sticking to the topic here as to what we're talking about right now, we were just talking about the state-run media and some of these outlets, what ignorance, tolerance, and corruption is breeding. We started out with the church, who is responsible for what's going on in this country. And then we talked about, well, what's emboldening these people to actually state despicable assertions that God raped Mary. I mean, folks, that's blasphemy.
Absolutely.
But why would they be so emboldened to do that? Then she pays lip service to a number of mythological stories involving Zeus, Jupiter, Buddha, and others before finally zeroing in on the true targets of her snipings, Christ, Mary, and God the Father.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like that clown that was actually giving the invocation, his demonic invocation, praising Satan and Allah out in Florida just last month.
Weirdos.
See, this is what's happening, friends. The toleration from the American people, this is what it's breeding. And what they're doing is they're getting more emboldened to attack everything that we are in this country. And they do it with a smile on their face, no matter how bad their breath is.
Right, exactly.
So...
I mean, the audacity, too, and this is just dangerous. Like you said, it's blasphemy. They're walking on dangerous ground. She's you know, speaking forth words I wouldn't even dare to
utter. No, I know. Utter, yeah.
It's just like, I can't believe the pride and the way that the blatant disobedience, disrespect, outright, I don't even know, the audacity, I guess, is the word, you know?
Yeah.
The audacity for her to say something like that is beyond believable to me.
This is the fruit of a people that concede or submit to one that proclaims as Christianity but does not bear the fruit or the heart, or the heart or the fruit, named Barack Hussein Obama. And again, going and coinciding and aligning themselves with such a man is none other than Billy Graham's grandson by saying things that are just, folks, that's blasphemy just as much as what this lady is saying right here. I mean, that's like telling the military it's not their job to actually magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against those that would violate them in foreign lands, if need be, if it's constitutional. And if it is the Lord's war, read Hosea 8 when you get a moment. But let's go on here. What of the fruit of a godless citizenry affronting who and what we are as a people? Look how they're becoming emboldened because of tolerance. In December of last year, we had in Lake Worth, Florida, an anti-theist, Preston Smith. Folks, just incredibly mentally ill in every sense of the word, folks. You need to check this guy out just to show you how far they will go, because you are dealing with a lawless people. They fail to remember that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. What is the fruit of a Sodom and Gomorrah, friends? One that we don't want to partake with. But in saying that, we have this anti-theist, extremely effeminate and moronic invocation given by this man. This was probably, with hands down, one of the most twisted invocations I'd ever heard or seen. And with his incredibly effeminate voice, as I said, he goes on to give lip service to Satan, Allah, Buddha, Zeus, and even Jesus, and yet, of course, he doesn't want to hear about the damnation or judgment that's involved, because we know that Scripture tells us that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They don't want to hear about Judgment Day. No, because they want to live their own lifestyles, and they don't care in the process as to who they hurt or offend, God and man. Now, if I were him, I would probably hope for the same thing and answer, although he is in his own delusional world. And I'm saying this for the very purpose that he is so delusional, he has so deceived his own mind, but they still have a conscience, which means with knowledge, and they intentionally fight against their own conscience is what they do. They sear it with a hot iron. But in saying that, I'm trying to make the point that, friends, I would hope if I was him too that there was no judgment day.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter, it doesn't matter what you say that you hope for, because the bottom line is you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? That is a judgment day. And I want to say this again for the record. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, regardless if you like it or not. Oh, and yes, I did say that. I just wanted to make sure that you heard me say it. I also want to say this, that the word of the Lord endureth forever. Read Psalm 119, 160, and also read Jude 15. When you get a moment, friends. So, does anything that the above said, as I'm sharing with you right now, does it line up with our America's history, what these people say, what they're emboldened to do through America's tolerance? Does it in any way line up to what these above said assert or proclaim? And I'm here to tell you again, once again, friends, absolutely not. Read 1 Timothy 4:1. But in direct contrast, our forefathers established the longest standing constitution in modern history because they knew exactly who their source was and where they needed to go to get the job done. So guess where they went, friends? They didn't go to the arm of the flesh. They didn't go to the Pharaoh. Guess where they went? They went to their knees in prayers. Deuteronomy 8:18. So, folks, what I want to do is I want you to listen to what our forefathers established. I want you to hear the first prayer of the Continental Congress, which was prayed September 1774 at 9 o'clock in the morning at Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this was by the Reverend Jacob Duché. Duché.
I know.
I like that. Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and the Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth and reignest with power, supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments, look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these American states who have fled, he said, who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor, that would be King George the tyrant, enthroned themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent on thee only. To thee have they appealed for thy righteousness of their cause. To thee do they now look up for thy countenance and support, which thou alone canst give. Take them therefore, Heavenly Father, unto thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom. Listen to this. Give them wisdom in counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purposes of our own unerring or their own unerring justice sound in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may speedily be closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be restored, effectually restored, and the truth, justice, religion, and piety prevail and flourish amongst the people. He finishes his prayer with this: preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them and the millions they here represent, that would be us, friends, such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient, profitable for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ. In other words, his blood,
yep,
and his atonement, his propitiation, his sacrifice, thy Son and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
So it stands in direct contrast with what people are doing today, isn't
it? And we've experienced that firsthand with your prayer that rocked the Capitol. You said, in Jesus' name. Nowadays, they say, you can't drop the J-bomb. Foundation of our country, he was the center and the rock of everything they did.
And
Jesus
he still
Christ.
Is here on the Amen. Sons of Liberty. And we ain't asking for permission, folks.
That's right.
1-866-233-0747. Final segment coming up right after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network, as they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself, and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, I just want to let the people know their interaction just over the last week. On my website alone, friends, last week there was over 1,315,586 people that came to my site.
Nice.
Okay, now, folks, now, I'm not doing this for accolade.
No.
I'm doing this to show you how people are involved with what's going on in their country. Another one of our sites had 116,290 visits, okay?
People are responding to the truth.
Yep, and then we have some other ones that are brand new. We had a 16,500. But if you take and accumulate and consolidate all the numbers together, folks, we just, again, we appreciate your support. We appreciate who you are. We appreciate your love for your God and your country.
And I think,
because we want to convey to you, and we really want you to understand, we cannot do this without you.
That's right, and it really does show, again, the fact that people are hungry for the truth. They want to hear the truth. They want the truth to be told to them, but they also want the hope, and the hope is found in Jesus Christ. And especially with our new Sons of Liberty Media website, for you new listeners out there who have maybe not yet ever been on that page, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's where you're going to find all the latest news and articles to keep you up to date, where you don't have to sit in front of the state-run, you know, media garbage on the old television.
Let's call it the state state-controlled
state
media.
State-controlled, there we go, state-controlled media garbage. But this is also going to give you the hope which is found in Christ. It's not the doom and gloom message, everybody roll over and die because there's nothing we can do. It's, okay, here are the problems. We're going to tell you what they are, but we're also going to give you the answers, the solutions, and show you ways that you can go out and make a difference where you can see real change.
You're having natural problems. You're in a natural dilemma because of your spiritual state. You need to understand that what's going on in this country right now in the natural is a spiritual manifestation of what God is doing and how he is dealing with the people that are either obedient or they're disobedient. So, in other words, I want you to understand, you can do all that you want in the arm of the flesh, but the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And when we trust in the Lord, we do what he commanded us to do because we love him and we see the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf. But if we try to save our little butts, as people like to say, well, rest assured, you're going to lose it sooner or later, and I don't care what you do. The gloom and doom message, friends, is not the church's business to give whatsoever. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Right. He's alive forevermore. He is the resurrection and the life, and we are called to be the witnesses of the resurrection of life by the Holy Ghost, who bears witness to the truth that men walk in, not outside of that.
And of course, too, we're hitting the heart issues because so many people talk about the branches on the tree. You know, we've got this social problem, we've got abortion, homosexuality, the education, and all this stuff. These are all branches of the tree. Well, you have these things going on because you're not dealing with the root of the problem.
Yeah.
If you change the roots,
lay the axe to the root of the tree.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you change the heart of man by having the man's heart being converted unto Christ, then everything about his nature and who he is, and everything in those branches, so to speak, off the tree is going to change. It does you no good to spend all day trying to chop off the branches of a tree. Go directly to the root and fix the problem. Then the branches will naturally change.
If you don't want a corrupt harvest, then the Bible says you must be born again. That's not weird. It's scriptural. John 3:3, and we're born of an undefiled seed. So therefore, we're going to bear forth much fruit to the glory of the Father. Matthew 5:16, John 15.
Amen. I love that.
Okay, really quick, I just wanted to let you know, friends, go to Sons of Liberty Media. Your president, once again, only proving my point, refuses to call Charlie Hebro terror attack Islamic. Folks, you got to ask yourself what his allegiances are.
Seriously.
Again, I don't know what America you're waiting for in the sense of lawfully dealing with this criminal administration. But again, friends, how many times has he done this? We've seen him support America's sworn enemies. We've seen him, and we have seen him, even in the present, aligning himself with communist nations, Muslim nations, everybody that hates America. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's homies with those countries in every sense of the word, friends. So what we need to do, and by the way, every sense of the word is not an embellishment or it's not an over exaggeration. It's really happening, friends. And again, so many people back in the 50s, we'd be thinking we'd be talking about a third world nation. We're not. We're talking about what you're allowing in the White House in this country today, friends. You need to lawfully deal with it and vet what's going on in your system. No question about it.
I mean, how much more do you need to see? I mean, this is blatant. This is obvious. If you refuse to call the Charlie Hebro terrorist Islamic at the attack, I mean, wow. What can you say? But you know what? We have a job to do, and that's why the Sons of Liberty is here. And for those of you that want to support what we're doing, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go online and make a secure donation. In fact, I was just on there looking at the whole system process yesterday. It is so easy to do that even I can figure it out, and I'm not the best computer whiz in the world. But when you go online, you can feel good about what it is.
I think you're smart. I don't think you're stupid. I think you're smart. You were an A student in school, right?
Yes, I was.
Huh.
Because I worked hard. That was my difference.
I'm going to stop right there.
That's right. I was an A student in school. I worked very hard. But the point is, it's easy to do. So if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on the donate button, and it's simple. You just, you know, plug in your information, and you can also decide if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty. I love the fact that it's a new year. Everything starts off fresh. You kind of put away the old. You start with the new. And when you're considering who you want to support this year and what you want to see accomplished in your nation and what you feel is most important, please please do consider Sons of Liberty. When you are a son or a daughter of Liberty, you give an amount that you feel comfortable with every month, and that helps us to be able to catapult from that foundation to go seek and save that which was lost. We've got a lot of exciting things planned for this year, some things that are still kind of under the hat that we'll hopefully, you know, bring out as they come to full fruition. But there's many things that we want to do, but our number one heart and our goal is to be with the people and to change this nation, to restore it back unto Christ. So
yeah,
please
check
that out.
We need reformation, not revolution.
That's exactly right. And also, too, if you're looking for some great products, some good CDs and books and tapes and videos and DVDs and T-shirts and hats, check out the store. There's lots of fun things
on
there.
Coffee cups.
Yeah. We got lots of
book
lovers.
Yeah, we do that. I like the little trinkets. I have fun with it, and I know people like it.
Yeah.
And so I like it, too, and I'm not making my father's house a house of merchandise. I just like to put stuff out there for the people so they can remember to turn on the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
And hear the gospel.
It's all the gospel, and we want to seek and save that which is lost. And for those of you that say, well, I don't know how to reach out to my coworker, I can't stand talking to
them. Do you think there's really somebody listening right now that doesn't know how to do that?
Well, yeah, in their minds, their little brains, they probably think, well, I just can't.
What if they're big brains?
If their big brains could think the same thing. The point is, you can say, well, I don't know what to say, and I don't have the right words, and what if they say this, and I don't know. Listen, give them a book. Say, here, yeah. I listen to this guy on the radio. Check it out. I value your opinion.
I think the only reason people would make excuses like that is because there's some hidden sin in their life that they don't want to be called out for.
That's right. Or
that's the only
afraid.
Thing I can think of.
Or they're afraid and they say, well, I just can't. I just don't know what to say. Listen, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. That's what Jesus promises.
Isn't it interesting if you shut your mouth, you're okay. You're even considered to be wise, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. But if you speak the truth, everybody looks at you as being suspect.
Yep.
They want to find fault. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow, I just thought about that.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out all of the merchandise that we have at the store. Donate to the cause and know that we are doing our best and working 24/7 to seek and save that which is lost. And of course,
and sometimes that's true.
Seriously.
Yeah, to the very second hand.
Yeah, nth degree, where we're up late at night, up early in the morning, constantly working, constantly moving forward to make sure that we get the job done. So we are tirelessly working, and we appreciate, like you said, Bradley, we cannot do this apart from people. We can do this thing together. We all have our parts in the body of Christ. Let's all go with Christ on the head of us and get this thing done.
Yeah, not by power, not by might.
But by my
not
spirit.
By power, not by might, but by my, not by, I'm, Stephanie, I'm trying to lead this along a little bit. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If we would adjust our eyes on the King of Israel, it's interesting that when Moses was in the most dire of times, after they took the blood of the Paschal Lamb and they were delivered, the children of Israel were out of Egypt. Isn't it interesting that they were locked up three different ways? He couldn't get out. And the Lord just basically told Moses, listen, hold up thy rod, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. So who dealt with his enemies?
The Lord.
You know, read Leviticus 26 and the promises. 5 will send forth 100. 100 will send forth what?
1,000?
No. It's more than that. 10,000.
10,000, excuse
me. Yes. Interesting. Isn't that, friends? So again, God is just looking for those to and fro upon the earth whose hearts are perfect towards him. Lord, perfect our hearts, that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Are you one of them? Because really what it comes down to is when I look at what God did for me through Jesus Christ, I can understand that in the natural through the veterans. I'll tell you what, if I can get a little understanding, even what they did for me in the natural, how much more will I do it for the God of eternity? Forever and ever and ever and ever. And the Bible does say that he is the captain of our salvation. So learn the natural lessons so you can understand spiritual lessons, friends, because I want to tell you this. God is greater than any obstacle that you have in front of you right now. And in most people, the obstacles are ourselves.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting, too, that the Lord would lead them into a place where they had no other choice but to trust in him, because he closed off every other escape. He had to do a miraculous thing by parting the sea to make sure the children of Israel could pass, and they had no other alternative. Of course, the Lord wanted to show himself strong on their behalf, and he absolutely did.
Well, that's how he's glorified, right? I was going to give you a really quick analogy. Florence Chadwick, maybe I'll just hold that up for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a good one for
tomorrow.
Yeah,
how she had to keep her eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of her faith. And because she did that, she didn't pay attention to the obstacles. Kind of like Peter looking at the waves.
That's right.
And he began to sink. No. Keep our eyes fixed, folks. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.